Moving on to item J. This is also action item, cash advance processes.
Anyone here on item J who would like to make public comment? No one has come forward.
Thank you. Cash advance is an important tool for fiscal management, trial court budgets, as well as any entity. This is an issue we have to raise to you because it's created because of the 1% fund balance cap. And when we first were told of the 1%, we immediately said you're going to have issues with cash flow. And the Department of Finance's reaction to that was provide the council, the branch, an opportunity to borrow internal funds to ensure that there's sufficient cash available to trial courts. And they identified three funds from which we could make internal borrowing decisions. And so our first use of that authority has been to ensure that the base allocations, your core trial court allocations, would be made in June to ensure they have sufficient cash flow. And so almost a little over $17 million was transferred from the Judicial Branch Workers' Compensation Fund to the Trial Court Trust Fund so that full allocations could be made. And so just a little bit more information in terms of the status of cash is that we have been actively engaged in helping trial courts manage cash flow. And as they're spending their 1% down, as they're heading towards the end of this fiscal year, cash is becoming a very important issue that they have to manage. And we have, as it says here, there were 8 requests for cash advances that we processed in the last week and a half, totaling $2.7 million. And this was to ensure that trial courts could make payroll when the new fiscal year starts. There are issues, and we are working with the Department of Finance and the State Controller, but there are limitations on their process as to when they can get us money out of the next budget. For example, the budget effectively starts on July 1st. They have to have a system that sets up all of the transactional items in their programs, and so they physically can't get us cash, even though the fiscal year started now until July 10th. We initially thought that was July 7th. There were some changes there, and that's why we had to sort of scramble and make sure that trial courts were able to make payroll, because that was not at all acceptable that there's not cash available to pay employees. So again, we are continuing our work with the Department of Finance and the State Controller's Office to help manage cash. But with this new world of cash issues, we've committed to working with SEAC and the CFOs to develop the judicial branch, or the judicial council staff will be providing training on how to manage cash. And we're working on a sort of a curriculum to do that, leaning on the best practices of existing court executives. And because in many cases, when you have cash on hand, you don't worry about the timing of payments or the fact that you might have 3 payrolls in a particular period. But when you have that issue, you have to then think about how you pay a contract. Might have been that you were okay to make a lump sum payment or the entire contract at once. Now we have to think about training folks on how to manage contracts and have them, say, paid over a period of time so that there's a more smoothing of their cash management. So we brought this issue to this in terms of the process update. There's an existing cash advance process in place, but it was merely from existing trial court trust fund revenues into a trial court's allocation. This now, because of the statutory change, we had to establish a process to be able to tap into these other funds. And so we brought this process to the Budget Advisory Committee, and it was approved to be recommended to the council unanimously. So just some highlights of the recommendations, if I may. We encourage courts to submit cash advances 30 days in advance is when they need it. And the reason I say encouraged, because there's times we just don't know, but we would love as staff to have as much time to help analyze the need. We know that that's not always, they're not always able, something just is unforeseen. With staffing changes and turnover, you're just not necessarily on top of things as best as you can. But we'd ask that we encourage them 30 days prior to the need of the funds. But I would say there's been times where we've gotten a request today, and we need to get money to a court on a Monday, and that means us working with the state controller to actually, you know, expedite overnight documents. And while we can manage that on for small dollars, to the extent that there are major issues and major needs, we have to have time to analyze the requests.
Yes, Judge Jackson, then Justice Hull.
Eight courts received this advance, is that correct?
This most recently they did, yes.
Who approved it?
That's a process that we approve. We work with the courts, and it's our authority to approve the cash advance, me in particular. And if I'm not available, then Kurt would approve them.
Justice Hull, then Judge Rosenberg.
Thank you, Chief, and I'm always hesitant to get ahead of your presentations when we still have slides before us. But in reading the report, it notes the statutory authority for the trial court trust fund to receive an up to 2-year loan not to exceed $150 million from the other three entities. Is $150 million, as best you can tell, going to be enough?
I hope we never, ever get that close to using that authority. They should be on a small scale. The problem would be is it's not the level of the dollars authorized. It's ensuring the availability from those three funds. And we have told the Department of Finance and the legislature repeatedly that there won't be $150 million available, and particularly from the construction funds. Because while at this moment there may be fund balance and a perception of available cash, as we go through the next several years and they are spending down those dollars against projects, the pot of available fund balance that could be used for these loans will thin and possibly be exhausted. So we don't even envision that there'll be $150 million. But we certainly don't hope that there will be a request to that extent.
Sort of a further spend down of our savings, to put it in one way, yes.
Yeah. The problem is that you have to then return it to the loaning funds, and that then
not
you have to manage.
Truly, but that's the concept.
Judge Rosenberg?
I do have two quick questions, but I don't want to ask if you still have more presentation.
Yes. Then
two
please
more
do. So in order to really get a handle on what the cash advance requests are, we've developed fairly detailed templates, but we don't want to overwhelm the staff at the trial courts, and so we will do much of the filling in, and then it'll be a verification of the information, because there might be things we're using looking at historical patterns, but there might be some unusual payment we're not aware of, and we really need to verify what it is that's happening. So we're going to be working with each trial court that makes a request on developing these, because we have to know not only what their cash flow is and the problem that's created, but also the timing that they can then make the payment back, because you have to balance the loaning funds needs and the trial court's needs and how they all interact. So it's a fairly complicated process. And again, it's an issue of staff doing new work that was not anticipated. And now, because of this 1% fund balance cap, we have a lot of work to do. And then finally, we've asked, the prior process provided for a 5-day approval process. We're asking that we are given a little bit more time to render a decision on the cash loan to 10 days because of the complexity. We're anticipating more of these than in the past, and so we feel like we have we might be getting such a volume that we would like a little more time to be able to make the decision after working with the trial court. So, Judge Rosenberg, that was the end of the presentation.
Thank you. Am I correct in saying that the payback period is up to 2 years?
Yes.
So, first question, that seems a little long to me.
It does.
And I would be concerned about that. So you want to respond to that question first?
Well, it's what's provided in statute. And so we would prefer, as in working with each of the trial courts, that they can make it the payback within the fiscal year. Because what our concern is that if they can't pay it back within the fiscal year, they might actually not have just a cash flow problem, but an overall budget problem. So those of you who are tracking the state budget process, that as we were having the budgets that were not balanced, we also had problems with cash. And so folks were going back to Wall Street asking for cash borrowing to make a balanced budget, to fund your budget. So that's our concern, is that cash can happen, but if you have budget, you often have cash and budget together. And so our hope is that in this detailed forms that we're asking for, to really see your payback period. And it might be that you don't realize it, but you might have an upside down budget. And then there's that whole other supplemental funding process of urgent needs that then we would be talking to you about. So the statute provides for two. We'd prefer that to be within the fiscal year.
I strongly agree, and maybe we need to look at some alteration on that statute. But putting that aside, are we charging any kind of administrative processing fee or any kind of interest at all?
No. There's the statute does not provide for interest payments, and so it is an interest-free loan to in fact, there is then a loss of interest to those funds that were holding it, so there actually is a bit of a cost on the other end, because they otherwise would have been having those funds in the centralized state treasury and earning some, you know, minor but you know, some amount of interest.
My final question, are you intending to approve these cash flow requests just routinely? In other words, it's submitted, they need a cash flow, they need money for cash flow. Are you just going to stamp those approved, or is there some sort of analysis?
Oh, no, absolutely there's an analysis. And in fact, there's been times where we've gotten a request and we've, through our analysis, identified they have a greater need. So we know absolutely the Treasury staff, the TCAS staff, the finance staff, we all work together to ensure that we're all in the right place, and we look at their short-term, medium-term, long-term projections, as well as we have to then think about what fund can support this and right. which fund has the greatest fund balance to manage the loan itself.
Thank you, Chief.
So in total, actually, Chief, if I might, we were engaged with 16 courts beyond what was presented there. 8 got cash advances. 2 others sent information to us with an acknowledgement that they were going to use their restricted funds for cash flow purposes. Our concern and why we wanted to do the training in August in consultation with Mary Beth and David is the fact that the general fund allotments will be made in July, August, September, and October. And October is a minimal amount, and that will be the bank. That will be done. And so our concern is that courts will need to recognize that they're going to have to manage their funds through the entire fiscal year. So August 17th is the date that we have requested to have the training occur, and we'd like to have 100% participation by all the CEOs and CFOs so that these funds can be managed. We're in new water, new territory. This is the first time through for us, and staff really exhausted themselves in the last 2 weeks in terms of managing these requests and getting them processed through the controller's office.
Jim Herman and Mary Beth Todd and David Yamasaki.
I didn't have my hand up, Chief.
I have nothing to say, but I do have a lot to add.
Moving on, Mary Beth Todd and David.
I just wanted to add, this is a place where the trial court administrative services really stepped up to the plate. We, as you can see from these new policies that we're having to adopt, accounting is becoming a little more difficult. We have a little more some more responsibilities in the trial courts, and it's new for us. It's not complicated. Or anything. It is new, and the Trial Court Administrative Services Office was out in front of this. They were monitoring the courts. When they saw there were some courts that might have some cash flow issues, they were proactive in reaching out to those courts and saying, hey, we see you might have a need here. Can we help you in any way? And it very much appreciated. And I think, to Judge Rosenberg's question about the analysis, we talked about there should be no surprises in this process. We need to make sure everybody knows going in what the expectation will be for how they manage their cash flow. And so they very quickly, thank you very much for setting up these training sessions. So we will all know what the expectation is so we can properly do the analysis, make sure the courts are properly managing their cash flow. And this was just a really good example of the services doing an excellent job for all of the trial courts.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, Chief. So I seem to recall maybe about a year, 2 years ago, the time escapes me, but we had expressed concern that many of the reimbursements through grants perhaps occurred late in the fiscal year, and because some of the challenges that we have fiscally, there was a desire to increase the allocations to the courts in larger chunks at the beginning of the year. And I think the example that you provided, that that's being done, is a great solution and certainly welcomed by a lot of the trial courts, or if not all of them. But the other thing is, I know that there's a statute that recognizes the tool to be a loan, if you will, that can be paid back in 2 years. I think the spirit in which this program was being presented was because of the payrolls, perhaps, that arrive at the courts sooner than the trial court trust fund payments or allocations are being made. And if we, if the basis for bringing this issue up and trying to find a solution is really to address that cash flow issue, maybe we can consider a shorter repayment period of time than the two-year solution, although that is obviously an option that we can consider, but to make sure that this does not get larger than it needs to be in terms of an issue of repayment, perhaps there could be some consideration by this body to maybe shorten it to, I don't know, 1 month, 2 months, because really, as you just said, it's going to be front-loaded for the next few months, and there shouldn't be a difficulty in paying back the advance in a shorter period of time.
And my recollection of right now working with the eight courts that got cash advances is I believe all the repayment provisions are within 2 months.
Right. Jody.
I just wanted to comment, Chief, that this is a great example of new increased workload that just suddenly comes up and is really, really critical in terms of a new service that is important for the branch and specifically for the trial courts. It's examples like this that we can't plan for, but it is critical and is representative of why that second phase of the project that we just discussed a couple of items ago is so important.
Well, I would go one step further and say this is a result of the 1% that's been fought and challenged for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. These scenarios were brought to the attention of the decision makers.
Yep.
This was this statute was a solution proffered by them. Also, there was rebuttal to that because it's not a solution. It's further asking trial courts who have fewer people, reduced and furloughed to service to the public, to now take on another responsibility in terms of figuring out how to make payroll and filling out paperwork and with training while we close windows and we reduce service so that this necessary job has to be done. Then we ask the Judicial Council staff to do the same while they are being audited, while the class and comp is going on, while they've lost 30% of their employees. This is a new responsibility. We're looking at cutting other services to make up for the deficits in the IMF and likely the trial court trust fund. At the same time, trying to make payroll with these counties that came in that have no control over this because they were ordered by law to reduce their reserve. And I know that we are in constant discussion with Department of Finance, but this has to be on the top of the list of this is unworkable. This is dysfunctional. We've been forced into dysfunction. Commissioner Alexander?
David Yamasaki made me realize, how does this go with the grants for, like, example, the Department of Child Support Services? When they have to bill and don't get paid, and
we redesigned the billing process, the claims process, and we actually are getting cash advances from the Department of Child Support Services so that we can make payments within, I think, 2 months. It used to be 6-9 months. Now we're making payments within 2 months, assuming that the paperwork is all filled out properly. So we've really improved that process. That there's only so much we can do because it involves not only the court and the council staff, but also the state controller and the department. So we have minimized by getting the cash advance and working with both of those entities to ensure that that process still maintains the appropriate, you know, safeguards about reimbursement process. So that in particular we've dealt with. But as Kurt had mentioned about sort of front loading the allocations of the approximately $800-900 million of general fund transfer that's coming into the trial court trust fund that we are distributing out to the trial courts. One third of it is going to go out in July. So it's like getting one-third of your 12-month pay in 1 month. So we are really putting a lot of money out there so that you don't have as many cash issues. But if you train early, then when you get to the spring, when you'll be dwindling, when you're dwindling down those funds, that you have all the tools necessary and you've done all the planning to be in the right place.
So the expectation is with the money that comes in July, August, and September, they can cover the gap.
Yeah.
Justice Miller.
I want to make a motion, but I first want to commend Judge Rahul and Zlotko for the work that you've done. You can see just from our agenda today how much that encompasses. But also to remind everyone, as Judge Rahul and Zlotko know very well, that this is work that just a year ago would have reported directly to the administrative director. And as a result of the SEC report, the changes that the council has instituted, this is now a committee that reports directly to the Judicial Council, goes through the nomination process, and comes before us to approve these recommendations. So, again, we appreciate all the hard work you've done in that regards and appreciate that it's now being brought to us for our approval and recommendation. So I would move approval of recommendation number one with its three subparts A, B, and C.
Second.
Second, Judge Herman. I see no further hands raised. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.